Second date update.
We got Sharon on the line here this morning. Sharon had a great first date with Gerald, but for some reason never heard from him after that. We're going to see if we can help her out this morning, get a second date. First of all, Sharon, tell everybody how you met Gerald.
We met on Plenty of Fish.
Okay, and that led to a date, obviously?
Yep, we went out, we met for a drink, we had a really nice time, but then he disappeared. I haven't heard from him.
Okay. Did anything go wrong on the date? We always ask.
No, we had a lot of fun. Like, it was a normal, fun date.
Okay, all right. Well, give him a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Sounds good.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
We got Sharon on the line. Sharon gave us a call because she had a great first date with Gerald, but never heard from him after that.
But we've gotten a hold of Gerald, and he's agreed to come on the air with us. Gerald, do you remember going out with Sharon?
Yep, I do.
Well, she said you guys met for a drink, had a great time, and she never heard from you after that. And she asked us to call you on her behalf because she's wondering what happened.
Okay.
So what happened?
Well, she's not wrong. The date did go really well. But what happened is after the date, the next day, I go to her online profile again just to look, you know, because I was interested. And I noticed after the date, she completely changed her profile, like totally different. Like she said she was taller than she was. She described herself as voluptuous, which she is not. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's got a nice body, but it's not, certainly not voluptuous. I wouldn't call it voluptuous. And she made it, and then on, you know, recently from our date, she tells me one thing, and then on her profile, made herself out to be like a successful small business owner, which was a lie as well. So it just, I don't know, it kind of freaked me out. I'm like, why would you, after the date, go and change your whole profile to be something you're not? I don't know. It was just weird for me.
And because of that, that's why you didn't call her back after the date?
Well, yeah, I mean, plus, I mean, I guess the date didn't go well. If she, in my opinion, was like on, you know, the very next day changing up her profile, it made me think like she didn't enjoy the date either.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, you know what? We didn't know anything about her changing her profile or anything. So, you know, like we said, she asked us to call you on her behalf. She's on the other line. Can we bring her in on this conversation just to kind of hear her side of what?
Yeah. I'm curious too.
Okay. Sharon, are you there?
I am. Hey, Daryl. How are you?
Hi, Sharon. Why would you change your profile the day after our date and completely change everything?
Well, if I'm being totally honest with you, I got the idea from you.
What?
You know? Yeah, like you influenced my whole desire to change my profile. I mean, you said you were 6 feet tall. You're not.
Oh, okay. I am 6 feet when I wear boots.
When you wear boots. Okay. I thought girls did that. Then you said you were athletic and fit. You're not. Okay. But,
listen,
I mean,
I was athletic and fit when I created the profile. I'm currently suffering through COVID weight that I have not lost back yet. So I'm working on that. I just haven't changed it because that is how I looked when I first uploaded the profile. So I, you know, I'm not that much different.
But you also said you're an entrepreneur and you're not. You're an Uber driver.
I am an Uber driving is my second job. That's not my main source of income.
Yeah. Okay, but you see the point here, right? Like, your profile says all these things that you don't fit into anymore. So what's the difference if I just, you know, embellish a little bit? At the end of the day, like,
I wasn't lying. That's how I looked, and those are accurate facts. I will be athletic and fit again.
What are two totally different things, right? Isn't that what you were saying from the beginning?
No, there's a big difference between slightly changing over time and just not updating it to completely lying and just making stuff up on your profile in order to embellish yourself. That's totally different.
No, I mean, look, you're doing the same thing exactly. So I don't understand what the difference is, really. I mean, at the end of the day, if there's chemistry, there's chemistry.
I mean, we certainly had chemistry, but this is making me think that we just have different views on this subject.
Can I ask a question, Sharon? Why did you even feel you needed to embellish?
I mean, I wasn't embellishing. I just realized that, you know, men give themselves way more credit, so why not give myself some too?
Well, there's a big difference between giving yourself credit where credit is due and, you know, stretching the truth quite a bit.
At the end of the day, Gerald, it's really about chemistry. It's either there or it's not. Like, you're going to be bothered about what a profile said when you actually met me in person and, you know, apparently liked what you saw and heard.
But how do I know that that is the real person that I met? You know, you go and you change your profile. It makes me think you're some sort of, like, serial killer looking for, you know, looking for the next victim, you know? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you would have gotten that vibe from me in person if that was the case.
I mean, you did go back and check out her profile more, so obviously you got a good vibe from the date, did you not, Gerald?
I certainly did. I absolutely did. That's why I went and checked it out again. I was like, ooh, that was fun. Let me look her up again.
But now he's butthurt because of what he did himself, and I went back and did.
No, I did not do what you did. Go look at my profile. It's the exact same as it was yesterday. It's the exact same as what you saw before we went on
but
our
show. But you also didn't go back and adjust yours to fit your proper description.
Well, when I don't wear boots, I'll change my height back to 5'10".
Since when do you guys determine their height based on the shoes that they're wearing?
A lot of guys do it. A lot of guys.
Yeah, I know.
Especially
of you guys will say you're 5'10", but you're really 5'6".
No, I'm not 5'6". You're out of your mind.
All right. Can we jump in here? Because you know what? There seems to be some chemistry here. Would you two be interested in going on it again, giving this another chance? You've already seen the embellishing thing. That's in the past. Gerald, if we were to pick up the tab for date number two, would you like to go out with Sharon again?
I don't know. Because she and I think differently. I don't think so. I think
he's a little too sensitive for me, to be honest with you.
That's rich from someone who just told me I'm not in shape.
Gerald, really appreciate coming on the air with us. You're a really good sport to be part of the show here this morning.
Hey, thanks. Still love you guys, though. You're awesome. Love the show.
Thank you. Hey. Okay. Sharon, obviously didn't get the answer you're looking for, but at least you got a little closure when it comes to Gerald.
Yep.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.